to do the mitzvah. Ki pligi, where the machloek is, the al beer. If you say like our nusach is, asher kirishonu, it's also b'tzivonu, al beer chomitz. Masava mikora mashma. It's according to Rav Papi, that's no good, because it's mashma, we already did it. And that's not true. We're making the bracha before we do it. Umasava Rav Papa holds, lahabo mashma. No, it's also mashma lahabo. And therefore you could use this lashon of al beer chomitz, which also means we're going to destroy the chomitz. Tomorrow may we have a kasha. We know the bracha is al hamila. We say baruch asher kirishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al hamila. We make a bracha al hamila, and we make the bracha before we do the mila. So if you're going to tell me like Rav Papi that al means it was done already, how could we make a bracha the mila was done already if we're first going to do the mila? So this should be a riot to Rav Papa that al also means that we're going to do. So the Mara Hossam by mila is different. Hechi Nemi, how could we say, what other nusach, what other lashon could we say? Neima lomul, should we say asher kidishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lomul? Maybe make the bracha with someone lamed lomul. So tomorrow that's not true. Lomul will be mashma that any moyel that's doing the mila, he has the tzivu, he's mechuyev to do the mila. For the Gemara, is that true? Loisagi delav iu mol, does it have to be that this moyel, he has to do the mila? The ikad din mila is upon the father. If the father doesn't want to do it, he can give it to any moel he wants. But it doesn't pass for the moel to make the bracha lomul. Lomul means, asher kedishan l'kodesh baruch hu gave me, told me the moel, I have to do it. It's not true, you don't have to do it, someone else could also do it. Therefore, by mila, we cannot say the loshen lomul. Therefore, we say the loshen al hamila. So the top Tosfos says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, l'shova mashma tfei melabo. And according to everybody, al beer or al hamila also could mean in the future tense we're going to do it. Just Rav Papi holds it's more mashma that it was done already. Therefore, if you have a choice to say levayer or al beer, he says it's better to say levayer, which 100% means you're going to do it, rather than saying al beer, which only means a little bit you're going to do. It's mashma more, it was already done. But you can't say, according to him, it's 100% Lashon that it was already done. Because if it's 100% Lashon was already done, what's the Gemara's terrence now by Mila? The reason why we say Ala Mila is because we can't say the word Lomo. So what? If you can't say the word Lomo, but you have no right to say a Sheker. If Al HaMila means it was already done, so when your Moel goes to make a Mila now, he says, Al HaMila, it's a Sheker. You're saying you're making a bracha now that you're going to do the Mila, and you're saying that it was already done, and it wasn't done yet. You're first going to do it. So therefore, Torah says, treat even according to the first man, the Yama. Al could also mean future tense, you're going to do it. Just say, yo, this more mashma was already done. Therefore, if you have a choice with the Lashon of Levayr, or else Al Beer, say the Lashon Levayr. So the Gemara says, by Mila also, how come we say Al Amila? So the Gemara answers, because we can't say the Lashon of Lomul. That would be mashma that this Moyel has to do the Mila. That's not true. Therefore, according to everybody, we understand why we say Al HaMila. Because Al HaMila does mean a little bit in the future tense. So if you have no other choice, you could say Al HaMila. Fredigmar, what about Aviha Ben Mayik LeMeimer? What about if the father is going to be the Moil? Now, when the father makes the Mila himself on his son, he has the Chiyuv to make the Mila. So he could say the Loshen Lomul. So according to Rav Papi Yitzhver, if Lomul is Mashma much, much more future tense, then Ala Mila, when the father does the Mila, he should say the Lashon Lomul. And for the Gemara, Ein Achanam is taka true. When the father makes the bracha, he's supposed to make a bracha Lomul. And that's the way the Rambam paskins, that if the father makes, is the Moil, he makes the bracha Lomul. Asher Ketom Tzavatzivanu, Lomul. Yeah. For the Gemara, we have another kasha. Another Nusach HaBracha is, Baruch Asher Kedishanu Bevitzvayso Vitzivanu Al HaShchita. When we make a bracha on the Shchita, we say Al HaShchita. This is also a kasha on Rav Papi. Rav Papi holds that Al is mashma, it was already done. So how could we say Al HaShchita when we're first going to do it? We should say Lishchit, we should say, according to Rav Papi. How come we say Al HaShchita? And the Gemara here also, Hosam Nami here also, Hechi Nemi, how could, what other Nusach, what other Lashon could you say by the bracha on Shchita? Neima Lishchit, if you're going to tell me, Shekhet Shomot HaVetzivonu Lishchit, the mashma have it sivar, was commanded to make the Shchita, to slaughter this animal. So at Gemara, loisagid laviu shochet, is that true? Does this shochet have a chiyuv to make the shchita? There's no such sivui. Nobody has a commandment, you have to make the shchita. Whoever wants to can make the shchita. So therefore, a moya or sheichet is not allowed to make the bracha lishchet, which would be mashma, I was committed to make the shechita. So that's why he has to make the bracha al shechita. And again, like Tosfos says, that according to everybody, al could also mean a little bit in the future tense. So when you have no other way to say it, you are allowed to say al shechita, which means in the future I'm going to make the shechita. For the Gemara, what are you going to say about Pesach v'kodeshim ma'ik l'meima? What about when the Bailam brings a korban Pesach? Or else tam mekodeshim, that the Loch Rashi says Pesach v'kodeshim ha'bailim mitztavu. The Bailam, the person that owns this korban that's bringing it, to make the shechita really goes upon him. He has the commandment to make the shechita. The Pesach says v'somach yodeh v'shochat. That the owner has to first make smicha, he has to put his hand on top of the animal, on top of the korban, and then he's supposed to make the shechita. Was the halacha by kodshim is shechita is kosher bizarre. You don't have to be a kohen to make the shechita. The halacha is of kohen first starts after shechita. When you mekabel the dam, receive the dam, you have to be a kohen. So therefore, the owner really has the chiyuv to make the shechita. So in the case when the owner of the korban makes the shechita, why does he make the loshin? Al ha-shechita, there he should make the loshin lishchot. So tomorrow, Enoch Hanami, it's like a true, it's like a right. When the owner, by a korban, makes the shechita, he makes the lashon of lishchot. Because he has the commandment to do it, so it's good he can make this lashon. So tomorrow, Meitzvah, I have another kasha. There's a loch also in Sukkah. Ho'isel lulav liyatzmai. Somebody makes the lulav. In other words, he makes the agad. He ties it together before Sukkis. Es mevorach shechiyonu v'timonu v'yonu lazman hazeh. This is one braisa. We don't fear zech like this. We first make the Shechiyonu, b'shas we do the mitzvah. But here the Bryce holds that the bracha Shechiyonu you make even before you do the mitzvah. Even on Erev Sukkis. Whenever you put the lulav together, that's when you make a Shechiyonu. Then not lulot, says boy, on Yom Tif, when you take it the first day Sukkis to do the mitzvah lulav, Oimer, what bracha do we say? Ashekedishonu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu al netilas lulav. So again, we see the Lashon is al. This again is a kasha according to Rav Papi. That Rav Papi said by chometz, the bracha is levar chometz. Because he owes al, his mashmi was already done. So how could you make a bracha here, al matilas lulav, if you didn't do it yet? And the Gemara, shani hosam, lulav tak is different. I'll tell you, the beidna di agba nofak bay. Because really, when a person picks up the lulav, even before he makes the bracha, he is mekayim the mitzvah. So when you pick it up, as soon as you picked it up, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So here you can make the bracha al matilas lulav. Because it's not true, you already did the mitzvah. That's true. Lot says, boy, why does the Braisa say, you pick up the lulav, Lot says, boy, to go do the mitzvah. It's mashma, you didn't do the mitzvah yet, you're picking it up now to go and do the mitzvah. It should have said, you already yotza, you already won the mitzvah. So the Ma'enachanam, it's not true. As soon as you pick up the lulav, really, if you're machaven then to do the mitzvah, and you hold the lulav and esrog the right way, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. Enoch Nami. Now why does the Mishnah say, or why does the Bryce say, I'm picking it up to go do the mitzvah, mashmi, you didn't do it yet? Or mishum the kaboy the Mishnah Sefer. Because it says in the same Bryce, Sefer, the end of the Bryce. Because at the end of the Bryce, it says a Lashin, you are going to do the mitzvah. Even though really by lulav, as soon as you picked it up, and you had that, and you're holding it the right way, you mekayim the mitzvah. We'll soon see, obviously, how could you make the bracha? You're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvahs. So how come the bracha holds here that you mekayim the mitzvah right away as soon as you pick it up, and still you can make a bracha? I will soon see Tosfos. But the Gemara is answering now that the reason why the bracha says such a lashon, Lot says that I'm going to do the mitzvah, even though you already did it, mishum seifa. Because the seifa says, leisha basukah. The seifa says that before you sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha leisha basukah. Is mele tone reisha nami lot says boy. Therefore, the reisha also talks about that you're going to do the mitzvah. Now, what exactly is the sefer? The tani sefer. The sefer says the end of the brayta says, "Ho'isa sukkah liatzmai." If somebody even before sukkis, he goes and makes the sukkah. Chayis might saw yom kippur. You go and build your sukkah. Is the loch emikir adin oimer baruch ato Hashem sheachyano v'kimono v'yon lasman azir. Really, b'shach, you build the sukkah, and you finish building it, you should make a shech yonu. Again, we don't do like this. We rather wait until we do the mitzvah, sit inside the sukkah. That's when we make the shech yonu. But really, you could make the shech yonu as soon as you build it. Nichnas leishevbo, you are coming into the sukkah now with that to go sit down there. So you didn't sit down yet, you're just coming in now. Oimer, you make the bracha, baruch ha-shech yishanu v'mitzvah yisav, v'tzivanu leishev basukkah. Here it's good. You don't say al shiva sukkah. You say le shiva sukkah. Because you're first coming in now, al manas, to sit down. Mashma is sitting down in the sukkah. That's the ikar mitzvah. So before you go to sit down, you make the bracha le shiva sukkah. I'm going to sit down to be mekayim the mitzvah. So since the end of the braisa is talking about that I'm going to do the mitzvah, that's why at the beginning when it says you pick up this lulav, like Almanas Lot says, to go do the mitzvah, even though as soon as you picked it up, you really did the mitzvah, it says this lashon because of the sefer. Yeah. But still, we're saying now that really Rav Papi still holds his shita, that whenever you have a choice to say al or lamid, you should say a lamid, levayir, because levayir means lahaboy, you're going to do, and al, according to him, means it was already done. Therefore, it's not nice to say al, it's lo mashma, you already did it, and really you didn't do it. That's Rav Papi's svara. So the Gemara v'hilchasa though, what's the maskana though? What do we hold halacha? V'hilchasa, no, we don't hold like Rav Papi, we hold like Rav Papa. That the halacha is al bir chametz. That the halacha is you have to make the bracha al bir chametz. In other words, we hold like Rav Papa that the lashon of al bir chametz also means in the future tense. I'm going to destroy the chametz. Therefore, you could always make a bracha al bir chametz because it means future tense. That's the way we hold. So now it's a question, now that we pass like Rav Papa, now it's a shalom, what about Birchas on Mila? The Gemara before said, when the father makes the Mila, he makes the Bracha Lomul, the Lachura, that was only according to Rav Papi, that he held, it's always better to say a Lamid than to say Al. But the Lachura Lofri Yemis now, Lofri the Maskana, we're passing like Rav Papa, that even though by Bir Chometz, you have a choice really, you could say Levar Chometz, still the Lachura is, you're supposed to do like Rav Papa, and say Al Bir Chometz. So it's mashma that al bir is mamish like 100% future tense. So now the machaba paskins even by mila. Even if the father makes the mila, still he makes the bracha al hamila. Because al hamila lalach is 100% future tense. So therefore we don't make any shino different lashon to say, when a regular male does the mila, he makes al hamila. When the father, different lashon. No, lefeyemis is only one lashon, al hamila. That's the way the machaba paskins. Now Taisus talks about lulav. The third Tosef is Bidna the Yagba. The Gemara says as soon as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. The Im Taimafrek Tosef is Kivan the Nothik. If you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. Hech yivarech. How could we make the bracha after we picked it up? Like we'll soon see the Gemara. The klal is we always on brachas mitzvahs. You have to make the bracha before you did the mitzvah. If you already did the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha. If you're ready, mekayim the mitzvah shofar, afterwards, you can't make a bracha anymore. So hurry here, if you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah right away, la locha, how can we ever make a bracha? We're only allowed to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So the Yemari, one terrorist taste says is, afagav the nothing, even though true, we mekayim the mitzvah, avakati oisik be mitzvah, shesarach lalaneya brekriya sahalom. That's not considered the mitzvah was finished 100%. Because part of the mitzvah's lulav is to shake it. When do we shake it? Bishas halo. So Kozuman, we didn't finish shaking it, we're still called like being Isaac in the mitzvah. So Kozuman, you're Isaac in the mitzvah, you can also make a bracha. So therefore, Kozuman, like you're holding the lulav, and you didn't finish putting it down yet, that's why it's still called, you're doing the mitzvah. I got this little shtick of riot for Rabbi Steinbuch. He wants to say that some people might make the bracha, their bench lulav, in the morning before davening. And they want to do the davening as soon as possible. They're doing the sukkah, and then they come to davening. He once said it's a big inyan to say the brachas on lulav b'shas halal, right before you say halal. It's not kedai to make the bracha in the morning before davening. You're better off first making the bracha later, right before halal. Because in this place is mashma here that calls the man you're holding the lulav and you're going to shake the lulav. It's considered one big mitzvah, like the mitzvah is still going on. So therefore, it's better off to make the bracha and do the mitzvah longer. Then rather, if you do the bracha in the morning, so that's the whole mitzvah. As soon as you put it down, you like finish the mitzvah. The minute's finished already. So midrash, you did the mitzvah. When you pick it up, leila by halal, good. Midrabbanon is an inyan to hold it then, b'shas ninuim, but it's not considered you're still doing the mitzvah anymore. Because pshita, once you put it down, you finish the mitzvah. But if you first make the bracha right before halal, so you're making the bracha, and it's in your hand. Kol zaman it's in your hand, since you're still doing the noom with it, it's considered the mitzvah is still going on. That's what Tosfos says, that even though really, when you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah, but kol zaman you didn't put it down yet, you're still holding it to shake it, you can still make the bracha now, because it's considered like the mitzvah is still going on. So therefore it's kedai to make the bracha later, like you have a longer mitzvah then. That's the ikka mitzvah, it's kedai to be mekayim the mitzvah as long as possible. Alright, that's his chiddush. My kohen Tosfos holds though, that kol zaman you're holding the lulav, you didn't put it down yet, it's a kima mitzvah. Another Teretz HaTorah is kashrut, the famous, what we always do is, when we pick up the esrog, usually first we turn it upside down. So therefore, since we're not holding it derech yiduloi, it's not called we'll be mekayim de mitzvah. So first we hold the esrog upside down, then we make the bracha. So right now we weren't mekayim de mitzvah yet. So the bracha is before we do the mitzvah. Then we turn the esrog the regular way, and then you mekayim de mitzvah. That's what we do. Good. More light. So tomorrow, the Kula Yalma, though, according to everybody, everybody holds here that the bracha has to be done before the mitzvah. And therefore, the lashon bracha should be mashma, I'm going to do the mitzvah. How do we know this? How do we know that such a yisoid that brachas and mitzvahs have to be said before you do the mitzvah? Tomorrow, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, kol ha mitzvahs, mevorach alein oivel asiyosin. That's the klal, enechnami. Rav Yudah said it that the yisoid of brachas and mitzvahs is before we do the mitzvah, we have to make the bracha. And the first one explained it because the yisoid of brachas and mitzvahs is, it's a hachono. Is that's the way you're preparing yourself before you do the mitzvah. So pshita, you have to prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah. For the Gemara, my mashmah now, the high oiver, lishtim deaktumehu. How do we know, even his lashon, Rav Yudah Mashmuel's lashon was, kol ha-mitzvahs levarach lehem oivel asiyosin. How do we know what the word oiver means? How do we know it means before? My mashmah, the high oiver, lishtim deaktumehu. How do we know the oiver means something that's done before? Like before we do it, we should make the bracha. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Vayoretz Achimayetz, Derech HaKikor, Vayavarez HaKushi. He passed over the Kushi. Mashma Vayavar means he was before it, and he ran in front of him. He was before him. You see, Vayavar means before. Abayi Omer Mehochov in this Pasuk, V'yu'ov Aleph Neim, he went in front of them. So Mashma Ova means in front, before, that's called over. They went in front, and Hashem was in front of them. So Mashma Loshen Ovar is the Mashma Ovar always means in front. Even though Rav Yudah Maran said a klal, all by mitzvahs, we make the bracha first before we do the mitzvah. But when you tovel in the mikvah, there it's different. There you make the bracha after you come out of the mikvah. V'shayfer, and no adin by shayfer, you make the bracha after you hear the shayfer. A person is not chazi yet, like a monashach. If it's talking about a tefillah's ger, so before he went to the mikveh, he's a goy, so he can't make a bracha. He can first make the bracha after he comes out of the mikveh. If it's talking about the person that's tomei, about keri lamashum, or about keri is also to say brachas, he can't learn Torah. So therefore, before he goes to the mikveh, he's not allowed to make the bracha. So therefore, first he has to go to the mikveh, mi'ikir adin, and then he can make the bracha. Bizman azeh, when noig about carry, is allowed to make brachas. We don't know that chumrah. That the Gemara bracha says. But mikir adin is a takonah from the Takonis Ezra that about carry can't say brachas, can't learn Torah, until he first goes to the mikvah. So when he goes to the mikvah, he can't make the bracha before he goes, because he can't make the bracha yet. Therefore, by tefillah, by going to the mikvah, we understand why he makes the bracha afterwards. Ela shayfa my timer. But by the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, why can't you make the bracha before? What's wrong? What are you saying here? We make the bracha afterwards. My timer. The chi timer, maybe you'll answer me. Mishum dilma mekalkulot kiyom, because maybe you won't know how to blow good. Like, not everybody can blow. So he'll make the bracha, and then he'll stop blowing the shofar, boo boo, and none comes out. He's not mekayim the mitzvah, so the bracha levatola. So maybe that's the reason why you don't make the bracha. That's not saying, a lot of mitzvahs are that way. Afilu shchita milonami. When a shrecha goes to make a shchita, to make a bracha, maybe it's a trefa. Maybe he won't do the mila good. Maybe he'll slip. He won't do a good shchita. So how could you ever make a bracha? Elamai, we never mind that since you hold, you could do it, and you're going to do the mitzvah now, avad, you do the mitzvah. If you're a tekeya, mistami, you know how to blow. So you zecha blow the shrecha, you could make the bracha. For the Gemara, Elo Amir Avchiz, the Teretz is Enechnami, Chutz Min HaTfilah, Bilvad. All he meant to say is only Tfilah. That's the only mitzvah that we only make the bracha after we're Toivim. And Itma, Martani Nami Yochi, you have a raya for this also. We learned another bray source like this, that Toval V'Ola, a person is Toval in the mikvah. First year is going on about Keri. V'Ola, and he comes up, is Baliyosai, after he comes up, Oimer, Baruch Hashem, Kedishavim, V'Toysa, V'Sivanu, Ala Tfilah. So you see, after he's Toivol, that's when he makes the bracha. This is the only exception, only by Tfilah. So Toistaka says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, V'Shem HaGoyin, Davka, B'Tfilah, Ger. The Gemara is already talking about a Ger, a guy that was a Goy. And now he becomes a Ger, he has to make the bracha later. L'Echazi, Koydim, Tfilah, L'Motzla, Neim, V'Sivanu, L'Katin, Lachriyum. Havashach, Chai, V'Tfilah, Goyim, Balakari, they could.
That's what Taisa says, not like that.
There's like a light plug. Since there are certain times when you're table in the mikvah, you're not roy to make the bracha before, you have to make a bracha later. Like a ger, that's why when an isha, that's a nida. When she goes to the mikvah, also the minig is to make the bracha after the tefillah. Even though a nida could make a bracha before the tefillah, but since when there is a light plug, whenever you go tevil, to make the bracha afterwards. The same thing by Antil Shadayim. We make the bracha on Antil Shadayim after we wash our hands. So Tais says, Bishtoima, when you went to a Vesa Kisei, and you come out, before you wash your hands, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Your hands like a dirty tummy, you can't make a bracha. It's good why first you have to wash your hands, then make Antil Shadayim. Vash Tais holds, we make Antil Shadayim when we come out of the Vesa Kisei. We're not knowing that way. But I call upon him, but what about before eating though? Before we go to eat bread, we wash our hands. Now, before we wash hands, we could make a bracha. Our hands are not tummy then. We're allowed to make a bracha before you wash your hands. So how come when we go to wash hands for eating, first we wash and then we make al tushadayim? The chur, we should first make the bracha. So that's why it's also a light plug. Since there are certain times when you wash your hands, you can't make the bracha before you wash your hands. Therefore, we always make the bracha after we wash our hands. Another test says is, that's what's the law, you're supposed to make the bracha before you wipe your hands. Because some say the mitzvah, the Tefillah Shadayim, is not finished until you wipe your hands. But if somebody just washes his hands and doesn't wipe them, it's not a good thing, it's a terrible thing. The Gemara says, in a bracha, that, Levarach akatila kaila nigu, could I mean, ha'ichel lechem b'lei nigu. If somebody eats the bread before he wipes his hands, kilu ha'ichel lechem tummy. It's like eating a tummy de gazach. So therefore, calls the man you didn't wipe your hands yet, it's still considered the mitzvah is going on. Therefore, that's how a minig is, that first we wash our hands, then we make the bracha al tefillah shadayim, and then we wipe our hands. So chur, you should make the bracha before you wipe your hands. That's considered like you're doing the bracha before the mitzvah is finished. Right. So lemaisa, the Rishonim go through, it's interesting that different brachas have different nusachs. Some bracha we say al tefillah shadayim, al tefillah lulav. We say, some brachas we say lamed. By tefillin we say lohon niyach tefillin. So Rishonim go to say, some Rishonim say there is a time why on certain mitzvahs we make a bracha lohon niyach tefillin, and certain brachas we make a bracha al hamila. Say al hamigila. Or by shayf we say lishmoya kol shayfim. How come certain brachas are al, certain brachas are shayfim? So Rishonim go to say terutzim. Some say it's totally if the mitzvah is done right away, or the mitzvah is done and it takes a long time. Like Leishri Basukah, it takes a long time for you to kind of the mitzvah, so you make a lamid. A bracha you do right away, it's al. And some say different svaras are, but there are svaras we're showing them why, how come certain brachas we say with Leishri Basukah with a lamid, and certain brachas we say al matilah shadayim. Right. The Mishnah says, Lor Haner, b'shash you make the b'dika on Leil, arba also the night of Erev Pesach, you're supposed to use the Or Haner candle. For the Menohan Emili, how do you know you're supposed to use the candle? Omer Rav Chizda Lamadno Mitziyah. So this is one of the Ran's rayas that Mashma B'dikas Chometz is midi raisa. At least the way Rashi says in the Mishnah. Because Mashma, you have to have psukim that there's an inyan to do a B'dika, and B'shas B'dika, you're supposed to use an Or Haner. Mashma is midi raisa. The way Rashi learns, that if a person did not make a bitul Chometz, he was not Mavatlis Chometz, he can make a B'dika, and with the B'dika, you're Mekayim most of the Mitzvah Tashbisum. You're B'dik, you check out the Chometz, and then anything you find, you go and burn, that's also key with the mitzvah tashbisum. Now how do we know if you want to do with bedika, you have to use a candle? Lamadnu mitziyah mitziyah. We learn out from the word mitziyah here, from another word mitziyah. Or mitziyah mechipus. And another place it says the word mitziyah, and it also says chipus there. We'll soon see the psukim. Vechipus mechipus vechipus meneirus. Another pasuk says chipus, and it also says the word neirus there. Veneirus meneir. And another pasuk that says neiris, it says a neir means one candle. That's how we know you have to check the chametz with one candle. Zumar mitziyah mitziyah. What's the first limud? Ksiv hocha. Here by Pesach it says, shivas yomim soli masav v'techem. For 7 days, don't find sorrow in your house. So it says losha mitziyah. Uksiv hosam vayechapes vagodel heichel uvakoten kilo vayimotzei. So it says there also by Yosef, he found the gviyah in. He looked and he found it. It says loshin mitziyah. It says loshin chipus. So melech, like it says the word chipus by chametz also. Now mitziyah mechipus today the chipus mneiris. Another plastic says the word chipus and it says neiris there also. The siv veisahi echpoy says Yerushalayim. I'll check over Yerushalayim. Veneiris. So see, it says loshin chipus and it says loshin neiris. So it's as if by chametz also it says the lashon mitzvah, and then we learn out from chippus, but now we're learning as if it says neiros also. The neiros miner, I neiros mashma, few candles. No, it also says the word ner. The chsiv nozal pasuk says ner olakim nishmas odim. Chayfa is kol chadre botin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu checks all the insides of the person with a ner. So you see, a ner is for chippus. So that's how we know that by bedikas chametz it says mitzvah and chippus. How do you check with a chippus? With a ner. Matana the Rabbi Shmuel, Leil Yudalit, the night of Erev Pesach, Boidikim Esa Chometz, you're supposed to check your house for Chometz, Lor HaNer, you're supposed to use a candlelight. Afal Pisha and Rai Ladov, even though I don't have 100% Raya, or Bezech Ladov, it's like in a Smachta, I could learn out from these Tzukim. Zech means there's a remembrance here. Shenema the Pesach says by Chometz, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimotzei, you should not find Chometz in your house for 7 days. The Yom another pasuk says, "Vayechapes begodol hechel v'katan kilo." The Yom another pasuk says, "Beisli echpes es yishlaim v'neiros." So you learn out mitziyah from chipush from neiros. The Yom another pasuk says, "Neiro lakim nishma sadim chayfish." For the Gemara, mind the Yomer. What do I have to have a second pasuk for? It already says the word neiros by yishlaim. What do I have to have another pasuk for neiro lakim nishma sadim? The chitay mahay boisahi. Kulahu dukam rachmon. I'll tell you, maybe by Yerushalayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked over Yerushalayim, he was very lenient there. Why? It means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not check out Yerushalayim, means the people living there, with a big torch. The nofesh nura, tuva, it's too light. Ela benhura de shagra, the zutra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only checked out Yerushalayim with a small light. Nuhura, what does that mean? The zutra nura, tvei. The oven, Rabba Mishtakach, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked over Yerushalayim to see if they're Zeichem, if they have Averis or not. So if you look with a small light, you could only find a little bit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can find much more. So, Zutnu, the Tvei, the oven, Rabba Mishtakach, the oven, Zutloi Mishtakach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lenient with Yerushalayim. He didn't want to use Navuk, he didn't want to use a torch. Because it will look like a torch, means with a lot of light, then he'll find a lot of Averis that Klai Yisrael were doing. He was naked with them, and he only looked through them with an air, with a candle. So you have L'Rai from here, that when you have to check something, you have to use a candle. Maybe when you have to check, Chippush, look for something, you could use a torch. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu use a torch? When he looked out to Yerushalayim, he wanted to be lenient on them. Like, he didn't want to find so many Averis they did. But really, you could use a torch when you have to do a chippus for checking. Therefore, I bring another raya, Toshima, Ner Hashem Nismas Odin. No, and here it says also, Chayfish Kol Chadri Botin. Here it says clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is checking into Kol Chadri Botin. He's looking inside everybody. So he's really looking inside us. Still, it says a lashon of a ner. So you see, when you have to make a chippus to check for something, there's an need to use only a candle. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Boidkim Lor Lor Hachama. You're not allowed to make a bdika with the light of the chamer alone. Now, what does it mean, the chamer? At night time, when you're supposed to do it, there's no sun out anymore. So, chur, this means, even in the case where a person did not make the bdika, leo larbosom. At night, Erev Pesach is too busy, he forgot to make the bdika. So, the locker is, the next morning, on Erev Pesach, he's supposed to make the bdika. So, I would think, if somebody does it now, on Erev Pesach, he doesn't have to use a torch, he could use the chamer, let him just use the light of the sun. Hu adin v'loy lor halvona. If a person is doing a attack at night, leil erev Pesach, how do I know he can't be samech on the light that comes out of the moon? How do I know? You can't do that. You can't do that either. V'loy lior havuka, you're not allowed to use a torch. You can't have too much light. Elo lior haner. No, the mitzvah is, but afkets use the light from one candle. Lior haner, that's good. More than that is no good.